Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun in the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7. Maybe if you've gone down, download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever you're listening to us, etc. Thank you ever so fucking much. We're going to be here for a little bit. We got some shit to talk about. We got some throbbers to talk about.
Throbbers.
Bloody throbbers.
What was that? I remember it, but...
It was bad. It was just something funny. Yeah, yeah.
You're a throbber.
Yeah, like a dick, like a knob, like a bellend, like a wank.
Don't be a throbber.
Here.
Don't be a throbber.
Well, a wanker is someone who...
A wanker.
Who touches his throbber, I guess, right?
Don't be a wanker and touch your throbber.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. And you can tweet us during the show if you like. We check that one on occasion. We're live at Crab Diving.
Irish for a second. You're like,
Twitter.
We're going to check that on occasion.
I was listening to an Irish Siri earlier.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, let's see what's going on over in the world. I understand there's, you know, some shit going on.
Oh, yes. We're still at war. Well, we're not.
The HuffPo is talking about inflation.
Yeah. Boring. Who gives a fuck?
Inflation elation, it says. God.
Jeez, man, I can hear people just clicking off of your website right now, you fucks.
I mean, they really must just sit around and brainstorm headlines.
It's a math story. I mean,
corporations raking it in. Well, we knew that.
Okay. Yeah.
That despite the war or Biden being blamed for inflation.
I forgot to get water. Can I get water?
Yeah, yeah. We're discovering that a lot of these companies are making record profits while they're squealing that they have to raise their prices for everybody. Consumer prices increased 7.9% in February compared with the year earlier, according to the latest estimate. The fastest inflation surge since the early 80s. But while consumer sentiment has cratered, corporate profits are soaring as businesses reap the rewards of their customers on continued willingness to pay more.
We're going to get fucked.
Hey, we can charge them more, so let's just do it.
Can we do something about this shit? I don't know. I mean, my God. Why do they always win? Not to sound like an asshole, but really, why do they always win?
Well, because they buy all the people that make the rules.
Is there some kind of task force Biden can put, like, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren on? Beat the fuck out of these people? I mean, jeez, man. Why can't we just take their fucking shit? That's my question. Fuck this.
We also have... Well, let's see. Top 30 companies in the major industry categories of the Consumer Price Index have raised prices while collectively boosting their profits $151 billion.
Ooh, yeah, collectively boosted all over our face, you fucks. That's what you're doing. Oh my God, yeah. We must take their shit, metaphorically.
Bring in Katie Porter with her whiteboard.
Bring them all
and
in.
Her and Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, bring all those nerds in there to do their magical nerd shit and fuck these people up.
Dianne Feinstein should, you know, maybe
if it were,
take some time off and recommend Katie Porter to take her spot.
Who is the person that Elizabeth Warren deep fucking balled in that debate? That at the end of the debate, it was like, here's your nuts. Go home with your nuts right in your fucking pockets.
Who is that? Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. I think, you know, nobody, I thank her for that. The Democrats owe her a tremendous favor, a bigly favor for that, because that got him out so early. And that fucking centrist is gross.
Republicans blame higher prices on the American Rescue Plan.
Yeah.
That actually boosted the spending power of most American households with $1,400 checks. Democrats point to pandemic-related supply chain problems and increasingly corporate greed.
You know what I would do if I was in the government? I would establish, you know, those, we have Walmart, right?
Yes.
I would establish America Mart, and it would be a grocery store operated by the fucking government, and I would use the fucking buying power of
you commie.
Yeah. Yeah. I would use the buying power of the government to buy a bunch of shit in bulk, slash prices, and if you want to get cheap shit at America Mart, you can't. And that way nobody starves. Don't you think? Just take over.
Basic staples should always be available.
What if the state bought out Walmart?
Good luck.
I mean, and then all of a sudden they were state-run Walmarts.
I don't know.
See,
I mean, I think healthcare, definitely. I don't know about.
The state would use their money to buy a fuck ton of shit.
Well, but
at really,
I think,
great prices.
I think increasing competition by breaking up big everything.
Yeah.
Is also the way to do it. There shouldn't be a Walmart. There shouldn't be a McDonald's. Right. There should maybe, you know, maybe regional businesses or something.
Right. But the state Walmart.
How is there competition when you've got Walmart?
Yeah. But see, you could do the state's Walmart's purpose wouldn't be for profit, though.
Well, right. But, you know.
It would just need to operate, not at a profit. Even if at a loss, if it's sustainable, who gives a shit? Everybody has to eat, right? I mean.
So you just want communism.
Some of it, yeah. Yes. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, who owns Walmart? 28
people?
That's
not really communism. I guess it is. It's the state owns everything.
You're telling me.
State owns the means of production. So
we, as the government.
The state owns the farms, too, and the state owns all the meatpacking plants and all the food companies and everything.
Yeah, I guess. That way, whoever's president can just say, okay, Jared, you'll be in charge of the dairy industry.
Oh, Jared's coming
See,
back.
See, you know what? That's how it gets fucked up, right? People get the jobs to run those state-owned businesses.
You're right. And then they're greedy and corrupt.
Well, you just have you don't let that happen.
Okay.
You know.
Best of luck with that. You saw that's what libertarians are like. Libertarians are like, oh, well, you know, if we just have the free market, everything will be fine.
Well, I mean,
well, what about greedy fucks?
No, that's why you have a secret force to watch over people to make sure they don't do anything wrong.
Who is in charge of the secret force?
I am.
Oh, I see.
I got it.
Maybe you can call Vlad.
Don't worry about it.
Get some pointers.
Vlad, hi, how's it going? How's The Hague, you fuck?
How does it end? It says over the Drudge Report. Europe wonders who's next.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Poland on the edge, it says.
Jeez.
Putin is moving on Kyiv. Apparently, the big convoy is on the move.
Oh, my God.
Also reports of 10,000 bottled napalm Molotov cocktails, they're estimating, have been made.
Jesus. How do those work? You light it.
Yeah, you
and
just
then
it's
you throw
just
it.
Like yeah.
And then the glass,
breaks and spreads the gas or the flammable liquid all over. And
have you ever done that? Have you ever thrown one? Not in a video game.
I will neither confirm nor deny the fact that it's maybe sometime in my youth out in the middle of Wisconsin. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There may have been
don't we have any some books
experimentation
out there?
With...
Y'all didn't have cable.
With guns and... Let's see, column of Russian tanks wiped out in ambush, it says.
Oh, wow. The tanks were wiped
out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dramatic footage shows the moment a column of Russian tanks is destroyed by a Ukrainian ambush near Kyiv.
Damn.
So, wow. There you go.
I wonder if we have people on the ground secretly.
Estimates are over 12,000 troops killed. Russian troops killed so far. 49 planes, 81 helicopters, 335 tanks... 1,100 armored vehicles. This is all captured or destroyed, they're saying.
Jesus.
Two boats, including, allegedly, did you see the story that the boat that may have received the fuck off from that island?
Oh, they got that boat?
They got that boat.
Bam!
They blew the fuck out.
That's
they sank
awesome.
It. Yeah, I mean, it was one of the stories. 526 cars, 7 UAV, 29 anti-aircraft.
Jeez.
Batteries. Well, that's, they're doing well.
Wow.
So these are all just there's just a litany of reports over here at the Drudge from what's going on over in Ukraine.
Hello.
Jews once again forced into exile from Odessa.
My God. What the fuck happened to Never Again and all that shit?
They're still upset about the children's hospital and maternity ward that were attacked. It says, at age 91, siege of Leningrad survivor besieged again.
Jesus.
That's great. I'm just looking at all these headlines over here.
The stories about those hospitals.
Moscow adopts crisis actor conspiracy theory. So they're pulling that bullshit where they're like, oh, look at Hollywood flew in some footage of a maternity ward getting blown up.
My God. I mean, supposedly people, what do people think in Russia is happening in the war? Do they think the Russians are actually fighting fascists?
Yeah. That they're liberating the wonderful people of Ukraine.
And when these people are talking about the false flag that the Russians might pull, is that the thing with chemical weapons? They're going to say that the Ukrainians...
Oh, they're already saying that, yeah.
The Ukrainians are using chemical weapons on Russian troops.
They're already saying that, yeah. And the Chinese are saying it, too, to back up their buds.
You know, do you think it's possible that everybody could just stop being a fucking cunt for 10 minutes?
Oh,
I mean, jeez.
I think you're asking.
Holy fuck.
A whole lot.
What world do they want to live in, these people?
The leaders? I mean, yeah. the Russian people don't know what's going on.
Well, I know that, but like...
They're bamboozled.
Yeah. And these oligarchs, all their money's going to go away. How are they going to stand for that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Putin sets off a bomb like in Moscow or something and blames Ukrainian... terrorists.
He would do that to his own people.
He's done that to his own people. Been there, done that.
What is his deal? Is he like, does he think he's just operating in his own self-interest and doesn't give a fuck? But he cares about Russia because he wants the Iron Curtain back. What does he want?
Well, he wants the old Russian Empire back.
God.
And then he's got that creepy advisor. Did you see? It's almost like this guy's like Rasputin.
Oh, geez.
Reincarnated. He's got the crazy beard. He's got the long hair, and he's a professor in Russia that is a philosopher.
Oh, okay.
But he's basically a Russian Nazi. His philosophy is that. Russian nationalism,
right?
Christian Russian nationalism needs to take over the world.
Is this,
and I'm not exaggerating.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand. Is this Russian Mike Lindell?
No, this guy's like creepy and smart.
Well, Oh, smart. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Dick Cheney. Cheney has more feelings than a lot of people in these stories.
Alexander Dugin, I believe is this guy's name.
Dugin.
I think.
He's a philosopher.
Make sure. Oh, no, it's a different dude.
He's a philosopher, though?
Yeah.
What kind of philosophy is it to, like, bomb people into the Stone Age and fucking shoot missiles into a children's hospital?
Fascist.
Oh, is that philosophy? Yeah. Okay. He likes that. I'm a philosophist. Let's kill everybody. Jeez.
Okay, this is a different Russian philosopher. It's not.
It's
the
weird
one.
To think about there being murderous philosophers. I mean, those people end up. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, Hitler was surrounded
by.
Sit around
and read books, you motherfucker.
Hitler was surrounded by philosophers too.
Yeah, these people are radicalized ideologues or something. These philosophers are hanging out with Putin, living in his Dhaka.
Yeah, crazy
orgies, the whole bit. Great.
Is
this guy saying, "Hey, you should nuke everybody"?
God damn it! I just saw that story too, and now I can't seem to find the. I can't find it again, but I'll find it.
Right.
But yeah, it's this creepy dude.
Jeez.
Who looks just like Rasputin.
I tell you
and
what.
Fulfilling the same role. I mean, that's what's so bizarre about it.
You know, it's so everything. Every story is always. It's just this creepy dude. It's this creepy dude doing that. This creepy dude doing this. Every fucking time. And here's a creepy dude helping another
creepy
dude.
A few creepy dudes, yeah.
Being Nazis.
What is Alexander Dugin?
Alexander Dugin.
Putin's Rasputin, they say.
Ooh, how fancy. Jeez. That sounds like so much fun, doesn't it?
Alexander Gelyevich Dugin is a Russian philosopher, professor, political analyst, and strategist. He was the main organizer of the National Bolshevik Party.
Is that okay?
He has written books like The Great Awakening versus The Great Reset recently.
Right. Okay.
Some creepy shit. He's written that the American Empire should be destroyed.
Oh, gee, what do you mean? Okay. Is he like the force behind this big violent push into Ukraine where they're like killing civilians and doing all this horrible shit? Or is that just Vlad's thing anyway?
I think they coincide really well.
Okay. They get along. They complement each other. Hi, I'm Vlad. This is Alexander. He's this creepy little Nazi philosopher fuck that kind of tells me how I should go about killing everyone in Ukraine. Everybody, here's Alexander.
Join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everyone.
Jeebus. Oh, my gosh. It's already Faithless fucking Friday?
Well, mañana.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do you have any stories?
This person says it's important to understand that Putin's worldview is highly influenced by fascist Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin.
Great.
Whose philosophy relies very heavily on disinformation and whose expansionist ambitions include the conquering of all Europe and Asia.
What kind of philosopher is this? And Asia?
Yeah.
Don't they have enough of Asia with Siberia? Doesn't Siberia creep into Asia?
Yeah.
Isn't Russia fucking big enough
Russia
the way
is,
it fucking
yeah.
is? God, guys, I mean, you go back to Russia, fuck off, open up McDonald's and Starbucks. I mean, my God. Wackos. Fire this philosopher. He sucks. He's a bad influence. That's what I think. Gosh.
Well, I don't think he wants to be. Putin wants to fire him at some point.
Is there somebody we could send over there to? I don't know.
Former philosophy professor from Moscow State University. Dugin has combined his obsessions with occultism and the neo-pagan philosophies of European fascists.
Fun!
To derive his fervently nationalistic ideology of Eurasianism.
Hell yeah, motherfucker! Eurasianism, baby!
With his disheveled dress and long beard, Dugin affects the appearance of an Orthodox mystic bearing a not uncoincidental resemblance to the monk Grigory Rasputin.
He's cosplaying. Does he have crystals and shit?
In the West, a philosopher like Dugin expressing admiration for both Satanism and the Waffen-SS would be dismissed as a crank.
Well, not in Florida.
Proclamations that national greatness are to be found in a, quote, genuine, true, radically revolutionary, and consistent fascist fascism.
You need, we have to have fascist fascism. That's what I want. Not fascism.
Not
fascism. My fascism to be fascist.
Jeez. In the Russian Federation, however, Dugin is an advisor to high-ranking members of Putin's United Russia Party. Even more disturbing, his 1997 book, Foundations of Geopolitics, has been required reading for students at the Military Academy of the General Staff to the Armed Forces at the Russian Federation.
Yay!
For the past 20 years.
My God, did Trump ever meet this guy? You think they ever met?
No.
I
can't imagine.
They never met on vacation?
Trump's only met Putin at the summits.
Putin's girlfriend.
He wouldn't see Trump at the Miss Universe, remember?
Yeah, but Putin's girlfriend and Ivanka went on vacation together.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like it. I could see them running into each other somewhere. The market.
Gestated in anti-communist right-wing activism during the waning days of the Soviet Union. That's the problem with, like, here in Florida with a lot of the former Cubans who are so fervently and rightfully so anti-communist after, you know, arguably what, you know, you can argue about whether they're really doing communism or not in Cuba, but whatever system they've come from, they equate socialism and communism with it.
Yeah.
And they vote Republican because of it.
Jeez.
Because the Democrats are socialists. That's what happened here in Florida. That's why
Biden. My God.
That's why Biden lost Florida. If he would have had the Hispanic vote, he probably would have won here.
You know, you don't even have to think that hard. I don't know. However you feel about whatever the Democrats are doing, look at what the Republicans doing. They're taking your vote. They're not doing any. They don't want to raise the minimum wage. They don't want to do shit for you.
Dugin dreams of a reborn Orthodox czarist state, surpassing the borders and spheres of influence as they existed before 1989.
Jeez. Do you think Alexander ever ran into Trump at Epstein's?
I don't know if Alexander. I don't know what Alexander, what this guy likes. Yeah. Guys,
they all know Prince Andrew. Hey, how's it going? Good, good, good.
Oh, Putin doesn't need to hang out with those guys to get underage girls. Are you kidding me? He's just... hits a button on his desk and probably some Chechenian 14-year-old pops out of the wall.
Right. Pops out of the wall.
It's a dispenser.
I gotta get my wall fixed.
He, in Foundations of Geopolitics, this guy's book, Dugin's book, he describes Russian ambitions from Dublin to Vladivostok. He wants all of Europe.
Yeah, it's, well, he said Eurasian.
Says Ukraine as a state has no geopolitical meaning. It has no particular cultural import or universal significance.
Hey, listen, however you feel about it, that doesn't mean you can roll in there and take it, motherfucker.
And has always suggested that Moscow must solve the Ukrainian problem.
What's that problem?
Doesn't that sound familiar? Like the Jewish problem that was mentioned in, I don't know, the 30s.
So, I mean, you know, if you think about this whole thing, I don't know how does this not end with, how does this end? With camps? I mean, if Russia's going to partially occupy Ukraine and there's resistance and then they have to take.
There's going to be resistance.
Yeah, I mean, this is a shitstorm.
And then he's got this guy whispering in his ear.
That's great.
Alexander Gelyevich Dugin.
I don't know. I mean,
cosplaying.
Yeah.
As
he just hangs out.
Rasputin.
He just hangs out, and every once in a while, Vlad walks over there. He says, "What do you think,
Dugin? Don't forget to hate the Jews this morning." Oh,
Dugin, you're not being anti-Semitic enough.
And the homosexuals.
Right.
Well, you know, Putin is has started licking the nutsack of the Orthodox Church again. He's way into Jesus.
Really?
And I don't know what the Russian Pope of the Orthodox Church's name is or title.
Oh, you don't?
But some big uber Russian Orthodox guy basically said, well, the reason this thing is happening in Ukraine is because we're fighting against gay pride parades and homosexuals getting married and everything. So they've got to... They've got to go. The Ukrainians were apparently allowing.
They were democratic.
Exactly.
They had Western values.
Exactly.
So, like, the fuck?
To them, that means pedophile.
How? And Russia can't. Russia's not like North Korea.
Right.
You know, they can't just say, you have to go back to the way it was. What are they going to do with all those McDonald's that are vacant? Get rid of them?
Yeah. They closed.
People are going to miss that shit.
They're closed right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Finally.
They said they would keep paying the employees.
Oh, my God. Have they not sentenced Jesse Smollett yet? Has it been all, like all fucking day? He's in court. He's in court. Oh, my God. Gasp. Hold your breath, everybody.
I don't give a shit.
Who the fuck cares? He probably is not going to see any jail time. He's got no record. And it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Yeah, are the right wing nut jobs? Are they like?
Oh, they want him hanged? Are you kidding me?
Jeez. meanwhile, Louis Gohmert and some other people, weren't they just told like the people being held for the January 6th insurrection? They aren't being unfairly treated or something.
Oh, they're political prisoners that are being treated. Well, remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's because of the color of their skin. They're being treated so badly. They're being persecuted because they're white.
Fuck you. Jeez. My God.
I mean,
I'm just saying the House can't go to the GOP because, like, she'll get a job, right?
It's supposed to.
She'll get a job.
Oh, she'll get committee assignments back. Yeah. Meadows is, McCarthy has already said, yeah.
Is she on the education committee or something?
Oh, God. is that irony or is that?
Is she going to be elected again? Is there any chance she loses to a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news.
A lot don't seem to be really enamored with her.
Meaning they don't like her. They think she's.
Too much.
Right.
Except for, you know, the drool cuppers that have MAGA on their drool cups.
But, like, what part of Georgia is she from? North Georgia or something?
Northwest Georgia.
The fuck do you think lives up there? Ding, 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 ding. That's like...
Well, and a carpetbagger, right? Wasn't she? She's from a different part of Georgia, and she was living in a completely different state when she was like, I'm going to come back and run for...
Nobody...
She just chose that district where she figured... She could,
it's just so like
probably get the knuckle draggers to vote for her.
I mean, it's just a horrific, it's a beautiful area.
Sure.
It's deliverance. So. It's just not fair.
God bless America.
It's not fair. I mean, if you're going to vote so poorly, someone should step in and say, you know what? I'll fix this for you. You voted like shit, but we'll fix it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to have Marjorie Taylor Greene should not be in charge of you, even though you want her to be. You're making an incredibly stupid choice.
And well, you remember, even Nick Fuentes said that she might make a good president, even with that vagina that she's got.
There's no way she's going to be president. Oh, my God. I can see her running as vice. I don't.
a very serious issue when we're talking about what I would consider the murder of an infant in the womb and the possible harm and possibly even causage of death. If they're using these drugs and these in an illegal manner, it could actually kill the woman. And I think that penalty is probably not even strict enough.
And so you'd even go as far as offering the death penalty as a solution?
We'll have to look at that in other legislation. A very serious issue.
We'll have to look at that in other legislation, says Missouri State Rep Seitz.
Wow.
The Democrat Ellerbrock says, wait, so you'd go as far as to offering the death penalty? We'll have to look at that in other legislation.
Yeah, they might offer that as an option. We're going to offer that. The death penalty's on the table.
Hillary was like, they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, and they're going to want to turn this into the Handmaid's Tale. Oh, she's crazy. Shit's hyperbole. You guys are nuts. They're not going to do that.
People like this country, the sexism, it's killing us. I mean, a lot of people hate women, these Republicans, and they didn't want Hillary to be president.
Yeah.
So we got Trump. It's just stupid.
And you've got these religious assholes who were, you know, that think that women shouldn't be.
You know, right. I want to make fun of Putin for having this, whoever the fuck that guy is, the Nazi priest, the Nazi witch priestess.
Oh, sure, yeah,
advising
Dugan.
Him, whatever the fuck that is. But like, you know, when Trump was in office, I mean, there were some pretty fucking crazy people that made it into the Oval Office, right? Crazy people.
Well, yeah, elected also. There's a lot of crazy going on that
know.
Side
I
right
I guess
now.
We could make fun of Putin for doing that, but, you know, also Paula White had a job in the White House.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
I mean, at least she was in her wheelhouse. At least he didn't make her, like, Secretary of State or something like that.
Giuliani's kid.
Come on, you send her around the world with those big tits, you know, that everybody would love, would listen to the United States.
Maybe he's right. No. I mean, what job did Rudy get? Rudy's son, like, director
of
sports?
He was sports liaison to the White House.
How's that a fucking job?
So if, you know, some mostly baseball team wanted to come, the white guys on a baseball team wanted to come and hang out with the president.
Sure.
Then he would, I don't know, order lunch for them? I'm not sure how he coordinated it.
Hi, Mr. President. Ben Zorbrist is here. He's here to see you. Give him a Chick-fil-A and a Diet Coke, and here's a candy bar for you.
Very unfair what they did to Pete Rose. Very unfair.
We talked about him handing out the candy bars yesterday.
You and the president are both talking about...
Spit that out.
You and the president are both talking about producing energy here, saying that oil and gas companies have 9,000 permits to drill now. They could be drilling right now. Would President Biden cut red tape to make that possible?
What red tape needs to be cut when they have the permits, they have the capacity to do it? What's holding them up?
Does President Biden think that each of these 9,000 leases that are available have oil or gas in them? Because industry experts are saying that that accusation is a complete red herring. Some permits are viable and some are not. And when you say that...
God, you know, this is Peter. This is Peter Ducey, of course.
Yeah,
God. And you could just see the journalists around him, the real journalists him, just biting their lips, trying to not laugh or to not roll their eyes at this bullshit.
Just laugh at it.
This represents a fundamental misunderstanding as to how this process works.
Well, first of all, the nearly 60% of leased acres remain non-producing. That's a lot. In the range of 20 million acres. So there are 9,000.
The first part was the interesting part where she said, what do you want? What do they need? The leases are there. The permits are there. What do they need?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's at some point she says something like, wait.
Unused approved permits to drill in. That should not require us inviting them to do that. They should do that themselves.
The additional permits. So would the president.
What additional permits do they need? There's no. They have the leases are there. The permits are there. I don't think they need an embroidered invitation to drill.
There you go. I don't think they need an embroidered invitation to drill.
What is he talking about?
You know, they're
about?
Talking about her for a show on MSNBC
Bisaki?
When she leaves. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I've watched that. Bisaki.
I think she'll be okay. I'm sad she's leaving. Yeah.
When is she leaving?
Soon, I think. I think soon.
The fuck are you? Where is she going to work?
She wants to spend time with her kids, she said. And her family.
Guy, you're in the White House, man. You're in the White House. Damn. Make your family come to the White House and spend time with you there, and then you can still do your job.
This is Ted Cruz being driven past the convoy of fuckers, of morons.
The trucker's convoy.
As he's, what do you mean, why? He's running for president.
What a fucking loser.
He thinks he's going to get the nomination because he was second last time.
My God, fuck these people.
Which I don't think registers in our brains enough from the PTSD we're still suffering from Trump. Let's remind ourselves that coming in second was Ted fucking Cruz on the Republican side. He could have been president.
Yeah, I think Ted Cruz is the easiest Republican to beat.
I agree, but nonetheless, he could have been nominated. Oh, yeah.
Who would be his running mate? Would be Marjorie Taylor Greene or something.
God, yeah. I don't know who
he would pick. I hate that we have half of these people, not half, but whatever. A lot of people in this country vote in such a way that, I don't know, puts our country in danger. Because the people they vote for can't do anything and are Nazis. Doesn't that piss you off?
DeSantis Gnome is my prediction for the for the ticket in 24.
Fuck that! That is crazy.
That's my prediction.
That is crazy.
I don't think Trump will run. I think he'll have too many issues. And
yeah.
I mean, I think he'll milk the morons. I think he'll run, but then he'll bail.
You don't think it would be DeSantis Don Jr. a ticket?
No, they know they hate each other now.
Do they really?
Yeah, Trump and DeSantis hate each other now.
Oh my God, guys, can't you patch
because
it
Trump
up?
Is upset that DeSantis might eclipse him and be the leader of the party. He wants it viewed as DeSantis has to suck his dick in order to receive his anointing to be president.
You were.
And DeSantis is like, I'm running on my own. Yeah, well,
what do you want, you asshole? You were fucking president.
Trump is a strange, can't you appreciate sad little that? Man.
You were president, and a lot of people died because of it. Shouldn't that make that? I don't know why that doesn't make you happy.
Who died?
A lot of people.
Depends on who.
A lot of people.
Did you see Stephanie Grisham said she truly believes that Trump loves all these dictators because he really would love to kill all the people that make fun of him.
Yeah, I did see that.
Or don't listen to him or whatever. Yeah.
Now, Stephanie Grisham is Melania's former chief of
former
staff.
Former FLOTUS.
Now, I am not encouraging anyone to go to audible.com and get that fucking book. You find that book as a fucking PDF pirated copy and read it. Fuck her and her blood money. God damn. You should do that with Barr's book, too. Find a PDF of that one, too. You know?
Madison Cawthorn.
Right.
I had a story yesterday, and then there's a story today of this little shit stain.
He's a Republican, is that right?
With all caps, Republican. He's the quintessential Republican right now.
Yeah.
Including, you know, spilling seed at the Valkyrie's nest.
That, you know, when the people that visit the Valkyrie's nest must want to go up there literally and jack off.
Or whatever the name of it is. Yeah, the Eagle's Nest.
That must be a problem. They must tell these Hitler fanatics. It's like, listen, when you go up there, do not take out your dick and start jacking it. Because I know you're going to love it up there. Sorry, you can't. That's not allowed anymore.
As long as they don't pay Wagner, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the news was that North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn was charged with driving with a revoked license after being pulled over last week by Highway Patrol.
Woo!
Revoked.
Damn.
License.
Wow.
Cawthorn is facing three citations for incidents occurring across three counties in North Carolina.
God, you dumb fuck.
Along with being pulled over on a revoked license. Cawthorn has two pending citations for speeding.
Yeah.
In Buncombe and Polk counties.
Buncombe? Whatever. Polk counties. Quit driving like shit, you dumb fuck.
Cawthorn was pulled over last Thursday near Shelby, near Shelby, North Carolina, when a trooper saw his 2019 Toyota truck. Oh, Toyota, interesting. Buy American. His 2019 Toyota truck cross over the center line of the road.
You're drunk. Was he drunk?
Well, I don't know how he drives. He must have a special setup. He's paralyzed, right?
Oh, that's right.
He must have a whole hand thing going on. At the time, the weather was clear and traffic was light.
It was a good DUI.
The driver was identified as David Madison. His name's David? And he goes by Madison? What a load.
He is a supreme fucking Nazi load.
Cawthorn, 26 years old, of Henderson, North Carolina. During the course of the investigation, it was determined the driver's license was in a state of revocation.
Boo.
He was subsequently charged with driving while license revoked.
Damn!
He was said to be driving 89 in a 65 zone.
Jesus Christ! Don't drive like shit. You're going to get people killed, you dumb fuck. Shame on you.
Cawthorn was previously charged with driving after having his license taken away because before he was elected to the House.
God.
The maximum sentence for driving without a license is 20 days in jail, though fine and probation is usually issued.
Hi, Republicans. It's Ryan from the Crab Diving Podcast. Do you think from here on out you could vote for people that aren't like, I don't know, criminals and shit?
Oh, a Democrat gets a parking ticket.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here.
And there'll be a special prosecutor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're going to look into that. Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face and nobody gave a shit. And the guy he shot in the face even apologized to Dick Cheney. That's crazy.
There's a poll coming out tonight I'm aware of where Putin's approval rating is 0.7%. Now, I don't know who these people are, but there are not a lot of them. I think the average Republican and Democrat in this country would give high marks to Zelensky. Yes. Do a poll. I've seen these polls. What Putin has done is done something we can't do among ourselves.
There's a loop, huh? I've seen these polls.
I've seen these polls. What Putin has done is done something we can't do among ourselves. Like 90% of the country is with the Ukrainians and as opposed to Putin. So when you see a member of Congress say things like this, the one thing I want you to know, they're outliers in the largest sense possible on our side.
So he's responding to what Madison Cawthorn is in the headlines today for.
Yeah. He's trying to say that just because you see a Republican saying some crazy Nazi shit,
that's not all of us.
Well, okay. Let's think about it like this. You familiar with a Venn diagram? Right, so there's a big circle, and here are the Democrats, and here's a circle of the Nazis, and here's a circle of the Republicans. It's really just need two circles, don't you?
There is now. Is it a tape? U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn, North Carolina, told supporters he thought Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is a thug.
Oh, yes. Right.
A comment that runs counter to the overwhelming share of Republicans with a favorable view of Zelensky.
You're a thug, you fuck. A thug?
Let me see.
God, you fucking loser. Oh, God, Madison.
Sending your missiles over to them so they can defend themselves better. But remember that Zelensky is a thug. Remember that the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and it is incredibly evil and
It has been incredibly corrupt, and they got rid of it. Like, yeah, the people that Trump liked.
Yeah, they got rid of Paul Manafort.
And Yanukovych's people.
Yes. Jeez.
Or whatever his name was.
And pushing woke ideologies. The government is incredibly corrupt, and it is incredibly evil, and it has been pushing woke ideologies, and it really just the new woke world.
Woke ideologies.
This guy is such a dumb fuck.
That's why they're incredibly evil.
Oh, yes.
Same-sex marriage and shit.
Right,
and,
right. They like
and democracy.
People.
They don't want that democracy thing. That's incredibly evil.
They hate that so much. They don't like voting. God.
So Madison caught this. So that's what Lindsay Madison is responding Cawthorn. To. And he's like, this ain't all of us that are saying this, you know.
Yes, it is, dude. My God, shut the fuck up, Lindsay. What are you going to be like? Who's he going to be like? Liz Cheney and that other one, Adam, what's his face?
Kinzinger?
You think you're going to hang out with you? It's going to be Lindsay, Adam Kinzinger, and Liz Cheney all sitting around saying it's not all the Republicans that are Nazis. It's just three of them that will say that.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Which one is it? Okay? Name me some Republicans right now that aren't Nazis that you would bet on. I mean.
Right. And you can't trust, like, Lindsay. I mean, he still is dripping from every hole from Trump. So you can't. And we'll go right back.
Right. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Right back to the sauna.
He was playing golf with him a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Jeez.
He's my golf buddy.
What do they talk about? Mr. President, you shouldn't say that.
Trump's like, I love that Madison Cawthorn, don't you?
Oh, I like it. I don't know. You think Lindsay likes him? Or?
I mean, like, he doesn't seem to.
Who's Lindsay's friends? I mean, in Congress, who does he hang out with?
Well, it used to be McCain.
Yeah.
Well, the non-war hero.
Right, right. So he probably hangs out with, like, but it's weird. Who would he hang out with?
Putin. There's a poll coming out tonight I'm aware of where Putin's approval rating is 0.7%. Now, I don't know who these people are, but there are not a lot of them. I think the average Republican and Democrat in this country would give high marks to Zelensky. Yes. Do a poll. I've seen these polls. What Putin has done is done something we can't do among ourselves. Like 90%.
I think he meant Zelensky. What Zelensky has done is something we can't do. Is that what? And that's getting 90% of the country on one side of something.
Do you agree with Lindsay?
In what capacity?
Do you think he's right about the Republicans all supporting Zelensky? Most of them?
I think the polls show that. I don't know about 0.whatever%, but I think the polls are showing that even the Republicans are in favor of Zelensky, which is why these assholes are so out of the box, even for a crazy Republican.
So they're having feelings about Zelensky and what he's going through.
Yes.
Jeez. Wow. So are they?
They're white. That's the whole thing, you know. And that's the what's trending
does that
today.
Make a difference?
Prince William is a racist. Is trending today because he's one of these pundits that have said, oh, well, this really hits home. You know, countries invading each other and killing each other. Well, usually in Africa or in Asia, you know, but this is white people in Europe. They don't say the white people part. No. But they do say this is Europe. These are Europeans. It's like on our back door. We're not used to this.
We can't stomach Europeans dying like we can Africans.
Yeah.
Well, that's true for them.
Meanwhile, in Darfur, they're like,
yeah, what about us?
Excuse us?
Yeah.
We're being kind of genocided,
right,
guys, for decades? Yo.
This,
hello?
Yeah.
What about you? Give high marks to Zelensky. Yes. Do a poll. I've seen these polls. What Putin has done is done something we can't do among ourselves. Like 90% of the country is with the Ukrainians and is opposed to Putin. So when you see a member of Congress say things like this, the one thing I want you to know, they're outliers.
They're outliers.
In the largest sense possible on our side. No. And there's some on the left that are outliers.
What?
So let's end with this thought, that America believes that Zelensky and the Ukrainians are the good guys.
There are some extreme Bernie bros that are...
Come on.
That are... At least purporting to be, but they're probably Russian bots.
You know, I hear from like, I don't even know what these, you know, from these, like comedians, these, around here in the South, a lot of times you're like, are you guys just men's rights enthusiasts talking at the microphone? Sometimes it seems like that. You're activists or something. Not, you know, not to be a dick, but, I don't know how they feel. Most of them feel like Biden's going to jack up gas prices and then start World War III because he's an idiot. And if Trump was president, none of this would be happening. I think that's how they feel.
But before we start to give any points to Lindsay, he yesterday also seemed to make it clear that he's going to vote no on the SCOTUS pick.
No?
Yes.
Come on. How did he vote for Kavanaugh?
Oh, 1,000 times. Yeah.
But wait, she is more qualified. What about Amy Coney Barrett? How did he vote?
He's mad because Biden didn't pick the one he was trying to get Biden to choose, Michelle Childs.
Yeah.
From South Carolina, from his state. But he was like, we're okay with this black one from my state.
But that's not how it works. You're just supposed to confirm the person, meaning, are they fit for the job, right? They're supposed to make sure they're fit for the job, like you did with Kavanaugh.
So listen to this. Yeah, Lindsay is like upset that the Democrats aren't being bipartisan by picking. He's like, look, I had all this Republican support for somebody.
Who gives a fuck?
Meanwhile, we don't believe you. We don't believe the Republicans.
Yes.
That would have been like, I'm going to vote for her. If you pick this person, we're going to vote for her. Don't worry.
You know who Joe, you know who.
They're liars.
Lindsay hangs out with Joe Manchin on his boat.
Yeah.
Probably. That makes sense.
Lindsay told George Snuffleupagus, she's somebody I think that could bring the Senate together and probably get more than 60 votes.
Who fucking, God. Listen, you're supposed to do the right thing. You're supposed to confirm the person or not confirm the person. Bipartisan, who gives a shit?
Susie Collins is signaling that she might vote for Jackson.
Oh, wow, Susie! Oh, my God! Thank you so much, Susan! Thank you!
She said it's clear that her credentials and the breadth of her experience yes, are impressive.
Wow!
I think it's important to recognize that she's been confirmed 3 times now, so this is not a candidate who is a blank slate to us.
Oh, Susan, but you voted to confirm Kavanaugh, didn't you? Didn't you? She did, right?
Yeah. she thought long and hard about it, though, Ryan. Yeah. But
you should vote to confirm this person. But hearing your reasoning to me, I don't give a shit why you're voting for this person. I'm glad you are, but you did vote for Kavanaugh. For me to listen to you reason.
So Lindsay's just being a vindictive little twine.
Yeah, he's not playing by the rules.
By saying, you didn't pick my pick, so I'm not going to vote for you.
You're not president, you fuck.
They only need 51 or 50 and Kamala Harris assholes, thanks to Mitch McConnell. You
right.
Guys did that. You got rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
For SCOTUS picks.
Right. Yeah, and listen, let's...
I'm surprised they didn't try to change that back before
left. Yeah,
we're now reversing those, and we're requiring a 2/3 vote if you try to reverse it back.
And they did pretty good on judges while Trump was president.
Oh, crazy.
Jeez, so fuck off, Lindsay.
Warp speed.
I mean, God, you can't sit here and vote for Kavanaugh and then not vote for this person. You can't do it. It's impossible.
We do have other news.
Yes.
There is the I didn't play this. This is I don't know if it's even audio. It might be. This is GOP Florida State Senator Ileana Garcia.
Okay.
This was the other day when they were debating the Don't Say Gay bill that they ended up passing.
Right.
But listen to what this asshole said. She's a Republican, did I mention?
Oh, okay.
Gay is not a permanent thing. LGBT is not a permanent thing.
What year are you... What, is she out of a different time period or something?
I don't know.
From the 50s?
I don't know.
Listen,
and then she says, you know, when talking about trans, you know, a lot of people don't know that what a lot of people don't know, I think, is that the statistics are that 4 out of 7 people who do the full transition end up committing suicide.
Citations, please.
Well, and gosh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And why is suicide higher for LGBTQ youth? Gosh, I wonder why.
Well, because of people like Ileana.
100%.
That say insane shit like this.
And passing Don't Say Gay bills.
Yeah, it's insane. Some of these kids have gay parents.
Yeah?
I mean, we have gay marriage. This is nonsensical.
Well, they're working on that one.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're hoping that Roe versus Wade will just be the beginning. They'll get rid of that, and then, of course, obviously, they'll turn to overturn gay marriage.
Do these people watch Star Trek and not get it? They don't get it.
No, they don't watch that liberal shit.
Yeah. What are they watching?
Walker, Texas Ranger?
Pawn Shops! I watch Pawn Shops and Walker, Texas Rangers and Hunter.
I played that already. The Missouri guy saying that, you know, we should look into the death penalty for abortions.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, we'll look at that with other legislation.
Yeah. God, this dog is going crazy over here.
She's trying to find a place to hide that bone.
Just leave it right there, buddy. I'll make sure it's okay. There you go. Jeez.
You're going to watch it for her?
Yeah.
That's nice.
She's not good enough. Jeez, she just did so much bullshit. Now she's moving it.
Mike Lindell.
Still in the news.
Sure, why not? It says U.S. District Judge. Well, the headline says Judge's election nightmare comes true.
Hey.
The MyPillow guy has entered the chat.
Damn.
U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg is always worried that bad faith actors would exploit a cybersecurity researcher's report on voting machine vulnerabilities to cast doubt on the 2020 election.
Yes.
Enter Mike Lindell.
Damn. Oh, shit, guys. You know, Mike Lindell, he seems like a guy. Can you picture him like, this isn't, you know, does he seem like a guy that would be into that baby play? Like he's one of these old gross dudes that wears like a bonnet and diapers.
Oh, he's the baby?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
My diaper's full.
It's always full.
Saturday, Mike Lindell and his attorneys demanded a copy of the voting machine analysis purporting to show how a certain kind of Dominion ballot machine can be hacked.
Okay.
Not that any were hacked,
but
not
yes.
that we have any evidence that they were hacked.
Right.
But there could be a vulnerability in a certain kind of machine.
What about, but...
But Mike Pillow is going to say, yes. Obviously we got to get rid of them all.
But he's got, what about the evidence from the symposiums?
Well, he's got that too, of course.
Yes. He needs to have it in a binder. He needs to have the information in a binder format rather than like a 3-hour movie.
The report was authored by a renowned computer security expert who merely posits that theoretical flaws should be fixed for future elections. Lindell sees this as an opportunity to bolster his bogus bullshit assertions that the election was stolen.
What is a theoretical flaw?
He took a look at some of the software and said, look, this is something that
could
if
be
somebody
exploited.
Got, yeah, that okay. could be a future exploit under certain circumstances.
The fuck do you want, Mike? That people are fallible. Shit can happen. There was no cheating. These voting machines are fine.
But this judge sealed this report.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Right.
Because she worried that these idiots...
She's right.
Would seize onto it to fuel their conspiracy theory.
And they will even say, see, they tried to hide this from us, and now we found it. Look at this. There's a small chance that this bullshit that I'm saying... Well, not really. It just didn't happen. This is a theoretical fucking flaw.
She's been holding her ground, and as morons, various morons, have tried to get her to release this report.
Yes.
But now they're saying this could be the Streisand effect. But the more this judge has fought to keep this secret, she's just really drawing a spotlight on it now.
Right. The Streisand effect.
It's
poor Barbara
it's
Streisand.
A term now.
I mean,
fuck Barbara Streisand.
No, what I'm saying is
it's her fault.
It should be about her singing. It's about the fact. You're right. She got mad. Why did she get mad? Because people could see her house.
Some Google satellite could see her house or something, and she didn't want the didn't want the little people to see her big giant fucking house.
We all know you're rich. We all assume you live in a big fucking house. Babs, relax.
The Streisand effect. The judge stuck to her guns even last month, keeping even a redacted, sanitized version of the report secret,
yes,
while authorizing the government researchers at DHS Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency access the potential threat.
Woo.
Or assess the potential threat.
Yeah.
So she's saying, you know, if there is a real vulnerability, then DHS should know about it. And, right, you know, but Lindell is adopting this report now as part of his conspiracy riddled crusade.
I love it. This is great. God, that judge is so right. That's all he needs.
Lindell is intervening in the Georgia case in an attempt to get a copy of the researcher's report so he can use it in his legal fight against Dominion. The attorney filing says the Halderman report strongly supports the conclusion that Dominion's electronic voting machines are vulnerable to intrusion, manipulation, and fraud. No, it doesn't.
No, a theoretical fucking flaw.
Right. It doesn't strongly,
yes,
support the conclusion.
But it didn't even happen, though. That's the thing. It could have happened, but it didn't.
Right, right, right. I could poop in my hand and fling it at your face, Mike Lindell. That doesn't mean it happened. I could do it.
Right, but you said, but then Mike Lindell said you did it.
Right.
It doesn't mean you did it.
The pillow entrepreneur, it says here at
Don't
Daily
make
Beast,
pillows, you fuck!
Is asking for unrestricted access to the redacted version of the
fuck
report.
Off.
Along with the ability to do whatever he wants with it, even release it.
Yes, all over the place.
But Lindell is also demanding a full unredacted version of the report.
Fuck off, Mike. Demanding it. Go make your Bible pillows and suck a dick, man. Fuck off. Jeez.
It says Lindell has spent much of the last year whining about cancel culture and actively supporting right-wing media like Steve Bannon's War Room podcast.
Snowflake.
But he's also become the torchbearer for election conspiracy bullshit.
He's known for making people feel comfortable when they sleep, but now he spreads fascism. It's strange.
Despite attempts by election conspiracy theorists to latch on to Halderman's report,
woo,
that cybersecurity researcher remains a relatively quiet and reserved academic. His efforts were conducted in his capacity as an expert in a court case where he was hired as an expert on behalf of voting rights activists suing the state of Georgia.
Right. He probably doesn't want his study used.
And they say, to be clear, the report, his report does not identify any fraud in any election.
But
at all.
But he said if someone did this, they could have,
there could possibly be
some,
yeah,
fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Yeah. No, Mike Lindell's running around like a lunatic.
He's a report.
You're demanding a full who the fuck is this guy?
They say if Lindell gets a copy of the report, expect another media stunt like his 3-day cyber symposium featuring dubious cybersecurity experts claiming Trump lost the stolen election.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday, we did that story. Two county elections officials in Colorado were actually involved for election equipment tampering and misconduct. Two Trumpists.
Oh, I was going to say.
Who stole fucked with the machines and stole data to give to Mike Pillow and people
right,
like that.
It's odd to assume the Democrats are doing that when it seems to me that the Republicans actually do that. When that is being done, it's usually the Republicans, right? I mean,
yeah.
So,
well, they're the masters of projection.
Yeah.
Whatever they blame us for is what exactly they're doing.
Right, right. That's gaslighting.
So, there you go, Mike Lindell. I'm going to see that data. They're hiding that report.
I think Mike Lindell deserves the best supporting actor for the work he's done in the Trump administration. And if life were a movie, you know, he's always there in the news.
I guess this is some hope for people again. Attorney General Merrick Garland has pledged that the Department of Justice would not shy away from January 6th evidence implicating Donald Trump or his inner circle.
Damn, that means his family. That means Jared.
He told NPR, "We're not avoiding cases that are political or cases that are controversial or sensitive. What we are avoiding is making decisions on a political basis, on a partisan basis."
My God, Merrick, if you get Donald Trump thrown in jail, you will never have to buy a drink for yourself at a bar again. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Every FBI office, almost every U.S. attorney's office in the country is working on this matter, he says. We've issued thousands of subpoenas, seized and examined thousands of electronic devices, examined terabytes of data, thousands of hours of video. People are working every day 24/7 and are fully aware of how important this is. This had to do with the interference with the peaceful transfer of power from one administration to another, and it doesn't get more important than that.
Did anybody get back to Josh Hawley and let him know if his metadata is being looked into? Remember that?
Well, they told him right there. Yes.
Why are you asking?
Is it possible you got members of Congress?
Yes, yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
We got the metadata, baby.
Prosecutors, meanwhile, won their first conviction this week in federal court. Remember, a lot of these guys are pleading out. Everyone else has pleaded out.
Right.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
This was the first guy that's like, I want a jury trial. My fellow Americans are going to acquit me. And they took like 10 minutes. They literally like, they wanted lunch. So it took two or three hours so they could get lunch.
They wanted lunch?
They came back from lunch. A half hour later, they're like, we're done.
What was lunch?
I don't know. We had great lunch here at the, when I was in that jury a month ago.
I don't know what lunch they had.
That was the guilty verdict against former Texas oil worker Guy Raffet.
Yeah.
And then a guilty plea for seditious conspiracy, the first sedition charge.
Right.
By an Alabama man. You're doing great, Alabama.
Jeez.
Who was affiliated with the Oath Keepers.
Oh, perfect. Good. What rank is he? Do they have ranks, or how does that work with the Oath Keepers? Are they like wizards?
Yeah,
and
I'm sure they have ranks.
Well, I am the dungeon master.
Oh, yeah.
Put on your boots.
I gotta go jerk off. I got another strap.
Right, bring the squeegee.
We're celebrating a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, bring the candles. We're going to Chick-fil-A. Luftwaffe fries.
So there you go, my pillow. This judge's worst nightmare, it says, is that Mike Pillow is now getting involved in trying to see this report.
If you're a judge, it's like, do you remember in My Cousin Vinny?
Keep going.
It's a movie.
I remember the movie? Sure.
Yeah. The guy that played the judge, Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn. Yeah, yeah.
He would get
Herman Munster. Oh, yes. More famously.
Get so impatient with Joe Pesci's character.
Yes.
How do you think he would handle Mike Lindell?
I don't know. I think
Ms. Lindell.
I think like many of these judges would handle him.
Approach the bench. Do not dress like that. Do not wear your diaper.
But at least Mike, it sounds like, is hiring like real lawyers. These
is
aren't
he really.
These aren't like Trump moron lawyers. He's probably got some decent lawyers. How does these lawyers
tolerate him?
I don't know.
Piles of cash with
truckloads of pillowcases full of money.
Right. Calm down, Mike. Probably say that a lot.
Mike Flynn said Mike Flynn appeared before the January 6th committee.
Damn!
And pleaded the Fifth Amendment to absolutely everything.
Why, Mike? Why? Don't you want to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th?
And let's not forget Trump saying, quote, "The mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth?"
Well, we know Mike Flynn's not innocent, though, because actually there's a thing where he was actually found guilty of something and then it was reversed, right?
No, it never got that far because Trump pardoned him.
Right.
So what's on the books is his guilty plea. And when you accept a pardon, you're accepting guilt. You're not absolved. You're not found innocent all of a sudden.
Yeah. You're just pardoned.
Yes. But you still committed the crime and still pled guilty.
Yeah. Can Mike, Mike Flynn's a lawyer?
No.
Okay.
No, he was a soldier, right?
Oh, that's right. He was a general. He was a general.
I mean, I don't think he's a lawyer. I don't know what his training was.
He's a QAnon lawyer, but
like Lindsay's a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
In the Navy.
Right.
Yes, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy. Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
I always think more South Pacific with Lindsay rather than Village People. I don't know why.
Ballyhan calls me.
God.
Mikey Flynn.
Yay.
Pleading the fifth, like
damn.
All innocent people do.
That's right, Pat. Wow. I plead the fifth. Jeez. Such a weird looking guy, too. He's a QAnon guy.
Yeah, lock her up. Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Is he? He's in a QAnon.
Yeah, light.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't he get in trouble because he was caught on a podcast saying it was all bullshit?
Yeah.
We did that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
said that's just whatever the fuck. I mean, he was told, Obama told everybody to not do any, to not use Mike Flynn or work with Mike Flynn because he was hooked into the Russians.
Wouldn't that be a reason to work with Mike Flynn for people?
I was thinking differently.
Apparently Georgia is jelly.
Yes.
Of our wonderful state here.
Oh, okay.
Because
we want more syphilis.
Right before they wrap up their key legislative deadline, their Georgia Republicans, of course, are going to try to do something to help the people of Georgia.
Absolutely,
to
Pat.
Make sure they have access to the ballots, to
right.
make sure the poor have access to all kinds of programs. I'm lying. They're designing their own Don't Say Gay bill.
Designing it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't say gay in school?
Georgia Republican state senators have introduced a proposal modeled after Florida's Don't Say Gay bill.
Oh, God.
That aims to deter teachers from discussing sexual orientation and gender identity in the classroom.
You can't
again,
do that.
You know what's going to happen. There will be a lesbian teacher who simply has a partner, and they're going, some asshole, Christo fascist, is going to sue her because she had the nerve to mention her wife in class or something.
She's going to inform on her friends to the Nazis, to the fascists. And then they will do things to her. This is fucked up. It's Georgia, though. I mean, not to belittle Florida, but Atlanta, the Fulton County, is it like it's?
And this is even disingenuous because it says it has little chance of passing this late in the session.
So this is just so
senior Republicans indicate that. It's destined for the dustbin.
Right.
So the measure's mere existence means that it could be used as grist to energize conservatives the campaign trail.
And it's a rehearsal, right? Georgia will know how to better pass their don't gay.
And a trial balloon setting the stage for more serious discussion next year.
Thanks, Nazis. And in the meantime, it'll just give all these homophobes that are out and about justification for doing bad things to gay people. I mean, you're introducing a Don't Say Gay bill. How does that tell people to treat gay people?
Georgia's measure differs by singling out private schools that have, quote, inappropriately discussed gender identity with children who have not yet reached the age of discretion. Well, what is that?
I've never even heard that. What is the age of discretion? Is that a period in history?
Well, yeah, that's going to probably be up to whatever asshole decides.
Yeah. Your discretion.
God, they know it's not going to fly, so they don't care.
So your civil rights are left up to someone's discretion in the age of discretion. Welcome to the age of discretion. And depending on who or what is in charge when you happen to be around somewhere, I don't know.
It would ban teachers in private schools from discussing private schools.
What the fuck?
From discussing sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner not appropriate for the age and development stage of the student.
Yeah. This is some creepy motherfucking shit.
The language also claims that private schools that base coursework on coursework on critical theory.
Ah, come on.
Have decided to segregate students, staff, and parents by ethnicity, color, race, and national origin.
Jeez.
No teacher should be promoting gender identity discussions with small children.
Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is this?
Republicans in Georgia.
Oh my God, guys. Calm down. Somebody hand them a ShamWow. They're so excited over this. Jeez.
Representative Matthew Wilson, openly gay Democratic state rep in Georgia.
Yes.
Is running for insurance commissioner.
Okay.
Said, GOP, get it through y'all's heads that LGBTQ Georgians are not pinatas to bash in your campaign ads. Your performative cruelty Damn. Won't erase us, it says.
Right. Jeez. That, you Cruelty's know, that's
the point.
Right. And that's so disturbing. They just want people more. They want homophobia to be normalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you supposed to, how are kids more. Supposed to feel about their gay friends if their teachers and the government saying you can't say the word gay in class?
They're supposed to hate them like Jesus wants them to.
Oh, man. I guess, you know.
Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody. Oh, tune yeah. in.
Welcome to the Taliban.
I wonder if we have a Nick Fuentes.
Oh, absolutely. You think this guy takes the day off?
Today on Right Wing Watch. Let's see.
I bet he's up there.
Maybe. Oh, of course we do.
Ding, 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 Nick.
Nick Fuentes.
Give it up for Nick Fuentes, Right Wing Watch.
I hate Oops. What this...
God, so loud.
Big fucking Nazi.
Can you start over? Sorry.
I hate what this country has become. We have become a nation of fat retards. Fat, nose-picking, slobbering, dog-shit animals is what we've become. And it's...
Yeah, I'm, you know, you're, I'm right. with you right now.
Right.
So far.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, and we voted most of them out.
Right, absolutely. I think you're talking about... Yourself.
Slobbering dog shit animals is what we've become, and it's just, it's horrifying. So I support Russia. I support Putin. This country is so messed up. So,
jeez.
What does that mean? Does he want Russia to does he want Putin to take over here too? Probably.
I think so.
He probably
I think they like
rubs
that.
His jennies to that one.
I think they like this Putin, and they like the authoritarian shit.
This country is so...
Not all of them. Just fringe people.
It's just like... How do you think Fuentes feels about Biden?
Oh, he calls him Sleepy Joe.
So messed up. So go Russia. Go Russia. Go Russia. Down with Ukraine. Ukraine will be destroyed. There'll be a lot of ghosts in Kiev when Russia's through with them. Down with Ukraine. Down with the illegitimate state in Kiev. Up with Russia. And we love and support Vladimir Putin. The American dollar system will be displaced. So go Russia. Go all the way. Go in. Go hard. You're the pride. You're the pride of Moscow. Thank you for your service to all of the Russian heroes of the special military operation. Can we get a 07 in chat for our brave boys in red, white, and blue? Our brave boys in white, blue, and red fighting for freedom in Donbass. Can we get an 07 for our brave boys repping the white...
07 is a salute in chat.
Oh, okay. Oh, because it looks like a...
Mm-hmm.
White, blue, Good and God. Red. The pride of the Tsar. Pride of Moscow.
There you go.
Why is he laughing? Is he...
I think he knows that he's going to be on Right Wing Watch, and he's loving it. He loves the attention.
So he supports Russia. Does he just want Ukraine taken over by Russia?
Sure, kick their ass.
He hates NATO. Aren't you worried about World War III, you fuck? Isn't he worried about that? I mean, because Nick, if we start nuking everybody, then how are you going to do your dumb fucking podcast?
I believe climate control is nothing but a ruse of the devil. Mm-hmm. You know, climate fluctuates, and I've seen graphs on this thing, and they are
climate control.
Like AC?
Well, climate control is the thing. It's insane. There is no climate control.
Well, you have an air conditioner.
Oh, you mean in the house?
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, AC
listen,
is amazing.
You should be sweating from your balls like the Lord wants you to.
Can you imagine when you got your first home AC unit? You might have thought that was some sort of weird divine intervention shit.
I believe climate control is nothing but a ruse of the devil.
Mm-hmm. I believe climate control is nothing but a ruse of the devil.
Satan did my AC.
You know, climate fluctuates. And yeah, I've seen graphs on this thing, and they are attributing this to man-made climate change, and they're using this as, I mean, I believe, in my opinion.
Is this going to be the, I've heard this. This is Pastor Andrew Womack. He's a spectacular asshole. We played him before.
Right.
But I'm wondering if he's going to pull the argument of, how dare we question that, think that we have the power to affect the earth, the God's earth, like that. How what hubris do people have that they think that we could affect that?
Dude, what am I supposed to do when it's raining, not even put up an umbrella? We just supposed to let forest fires burn, then you fuck? Jeez.
Opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. Usually has a couple of holes in it. But I believe that the environmentalist and climate change things and their push to get rid of fossil fuels are what's empowered Putin to be able to go in and take over Ukraine. And people are dying.
He's blaming environmentalists for the war in Ukraine.
That's funny. Environmentalists? In what? What do you mean? Like people that want to recycle cans?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, when you said climate control, you meant climate change. It's nothing but a ruse of the devil.
Right, right.
Environmentalist and climate change things. And their push to get rid of fossil fuels are what's empowered Putin to be able to go in and take over Ukraine. And people are dying because Christians aren't standing up and countering these things. So it's not politics. It's just standing for truth.
Because Christians aren't standing up to environmentalists is why the war is happening and people are being killed in Ukraine, according to Pastor Andrew Womack.
The thing is, you religious people, you just want to save souls, but environmentalists want to save the planet, which arguably is more important. More is more.
Climate control is nothing but a ruse of the devil.
Well, hell yeah. Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, or it's weather machines or whatever it is this week for you fucks, or it's QAnon or whatever you tell us you want it to be, you cultists.
You'll make something up, for sure.
Yeah, just don't shoot people to death. That's what we hope for.
More scary shit from our increasingly fascist state of Florida here.
Okay.
See this, that... our wonderful Florida legislature here has approved DeSantis's private election police.
Damn. To do what?
To ultimately scare black people away from voting.
Yeah, but like...
But no, it's to protect their integrity of the election, Brian.
Yeah. See, they're going to have a bunch of cops there, and they're going to say, oh, you're doing something, I don't know. And
answerable to him.
Wow.
To the governor's office. That's not creepy at all, is it?
See, to me, this seems like a ruse just to check people to see who's got a warrant. You know, you see a bunch of people like, what are you doing over there? Give me your ID.
Yeah, you look pretty black. Let me make sure you're eligible to vote. DeSantis originally called for a budget of $6 million.
Yeah.
And 52 workers to establish a law enforcement body for the state's election administration.
Jeez.
Ultimately, the lawmakers allotted $2 million.
Okay.
Calling it the Office of Election Crimes and Security.
Chong chong. Jesus. Did they get cars? I mean, they get $6 million. Is that enough to do? I mean, that's not a lot of money.
Well, some friend of DeSantis's will be put in charge, and of course he'll get a car.
Do they get a helicopter or a speedboat?
No other state has anything like this.
Yeah.
Well, making it the first of its kind in the nation, the office will operate as part of the Department of State and will report directly to DeSantis.
Oh, good. Good.
I hope somebody's going to sue the fuck out of this, right?
Why? What's your problem with this?
Private police forces that answer only to the governor? I've got issues.
Fuck face? Trump would love this.
The bill also outlines a number of election crimes that would fall under the office's purview.
Yes.
Chief among them is ballot harvesting, where third-party election officials or volunteers gather and submit ballots on behalf of voters who may not be able to do so themselves.
Okay.
The bill passed in a landslide.
Yes.
Because, you know,
Republicans
in charge here. Has been met with vigorous pushback from Democrats and voting rights advocates.
Yeah, the thing about Florida is you really don't look for hope within your own state. You look outward for hope, and you think maybe one day we'll be like, I don't know, Massachusetts or something.
And they mean even if you you agree to take your neighbor's mail-in ballot to the mailbox and drop it off.
They can shoot me? Pow!
Yeah, it's a felony now.
Pow! What happens when we have our first video of these election cops shooting people to death? What about that?
DeSantis has indicated he will sign the measure, says it should be the gold standard that be used by other states.
Everyone should be like, that's the problem. Republicans across this country think people should want that for the whole country.
Yeah.
People want to make America Florida.
Yeah, well,
this
Russia.
Is the dumbest shit. Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true.
In fact, there's a this is another Daily Beast story.
Yes.
Just days before Russia invaded Ukraine, a small group of Republican lawmakers seized on Russia's buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border to make a tenuous point about the situation, that Biden needs to do something about our border on the United States. The conservative group of lawmakers introduced legislation tying military assistance to Ukraine with the status of the U.S.-Mexican border. We did that story,
You
remember who one of the lead authors of that bill was?
Louis.
Matt Gaetz,
our representative
here in the
How
first
insulting.
District.
How insulting. Imagine that in Ukraine, seeing America is equating what's going on with our southern border to what they're dealing with. Are you fucking kidding me? How crazy. That's dumb. God, Matt.
Representative Bob Good, another one of the original co-sponsors, said he absolutely still wants to move this proposal forward, even though... Ukraine aid is needed more than ever. He wants to hold it up until we promise to start shooting brown people leaping across our border.
Did you not see the story today where, like, people were getting killed in maternity? Pregnant women were wounded and had to be...
I said Republican.
Oh, that's right. That doesn't bother them at all. Oh, God damn.
Give a fuck.
How can you not give a fuck?
Because they have no empathy. They're soulless... empathy and ethics
and it's
free
cold
assholes.
There. And now it's cold as fuck there. And people are going to starve in that fucking city, that Mariupol.
He tried to say, I do support aid for Ukraine. However, I'd support this. So he's like, I think they should get the aid, but I think we should secure our borders first.
I heard a story about a family fleeing Ukraine. I think it was Kyiv or something. No, it was a different city that the Russians were in. And the Russians told them they could leave. And then right after they started driving, their car got sprayed with machine gun fire. Mm. And most people in the car died.
Representative Paul Gosar also is backing the bill.
Oh, okay, Paul.
Says he thinks southern border security should take precedence over Ukraine. I remain firmly convinced that our open southern border is the greatest threat to our prosperity and security. As heartbreaking as it is, the Ukrainian borders are not vital to our nation.
You know, when he says he's a body language expert, does that mean he can, by what I'm doing with my hands, or I guess my feet, or anything, and he can... Can you tell what I'm thinking?
A body language expert.
Your knees are telling me you hate me. Oh, God. That's not really standing with Ukraine, is it?
There's a bipartisan support in the House for passing a massive government spending bill that includes almost $14 billion in aid for Ukraine, but the House Freedom Caucus isn't having it.
Oh, God.
They even sent a letter to Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell yesterday requesting that the omnibus not include any Ukrainian aid.
Because of the southern border shit.
They also made demands that border security provisions be included in the omnibus, and it seems that conservatives intend to vote against the spending measure.
God. How the
fuck... To keep the government going.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Can you imagine telling Ukraine, you know, there's some Americans that don't even want to send you anything, and one of them is this guy who's my representative, who is also a pedophile. He's a pedophile in trafficker. He didn't want to help Ukraine.
So there you go, Republicans.
Yeah.
Like our representative here.
Matt Gaetz. Fuck faces.
In the wonderful first district of Florida.
It's not even you're electing people that are inept. It's like they're inept because they have no feelings. Which is
strange.
They're
evil.
Don't know. They're the worst people. They're the worst people who could ever fill a public office. They don't have a sense that they want to help people.
There's a story also at Daily Beast that says even Russian state TV is now pleading with Putin to stop the war.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
How's that work?
There's a notable mood shift, it says, going on in Russia as darkness sets over the economy and the invasion of Ukraine hits major problems. While the beginning of Putin's full-scale war was greeted with cheers,
yeah,
clapping and demands of champagne in the studio, the reality sobered up even the most pro-Kremlin pundits and experts on Russian state TV.
Are they figuring out how many people are dying and what's really going on over there?
Yeah.
Is that what's up?
The ugly truth about the invasion is slipping through the cracks, it says, despite the government's authoritarian attempts to control the narrative.
Oh, shit.
The Kremlin-controlled state media is doing its best to flip the situation upside down,
right,
blaming the victims of Russia's aggression for all of its casualties.
Yes.
On the Wednesday night state TV show, The Evening with Vladimir Soloviev.
Okay.
The host claimed the fallout of Russia's bombing of a maternity hospital this week was fake, with no one was there to be injured, despite photos of pregnant women being carried away.
Are they in makeup?
And one child having been killed.
Yeah, are they saying that the scenes are fake?
A guest on their own 60 Minutes show said Ukrainians are firing on each other and blaming us.
Is Russia buying it?
Less and less.
Yeah.
That's the point of the story. Russia's today, Lavrov.
Yeah.
Sergei Lavrov, Russian's foreign minister, claimed Russia never attacked Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
There's no attack.
Jeez. Then tell Richard Engel he's confused.
But his most trusted propagandists for Putin are becoming even more desperate to distort or deny the evidence of the atrocities, because the truth is finding its way past the roadblocks. That's
right.
What we've talked about in the stories.
Meanwhile, Alexander Dugin's like, blow up the planet, you fuck. Yeah. Just go ahead.
Russian citizens are not pleased either with the war nor with the financial price they have to pay for their leader's ill-conceived military conquest.
You know, poor people don't like being poor. And they don't, nobody does, right? But rich people don't like being poor. I mean, those oligarchs, they start losing their boats and shit.
Another one of these state TV hosts was whining about their villa in Milan.
Too bad,
that they can't. They're going to lose it. So
he was complaining on TV. Who the fuck does he think is going to give a shit?
I mean, that's kind of huge. I mean, Soloviev is totally one of Putin's. He's like Sean Hannity to Putin's Trump.
Okay.
Or to Trump, you know, to Trump.
Right, right. But these guys don't want to lose their shit. He loved his villa.
The state TV pundit Karen Shaknazarov.
Shaknazarov.
Shaknazarov, probably. Right. pointed out, the war in Ukraine paints the frightening picture. It has a very oppressive influence on our society.
Yeah.
Ukraine, whichever way you see it, is something with which Russian has thousands of human links.
Yeah, people know. I mean, they're neighbors.
She said, I don't see the probability of denazification of such an enormous country. We would need to bring in over 1.5 million soldiers to control all of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't see any political power that would consolidate the Ukrainian society in a pro-Russian direction. That's true. They're building Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, they're not going to stop fighting.
Ever.
What a horrible calculation they made.
But they're also accusing the United States of starting the war, blah, 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 Israel, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And they're going to do a false flag and all this other shit.
Soloviev said, this is a frightening war that's being waged against us by America.
God, just stop.
People are buying it less and less.
I mean, it's not working out, right? They're stuck in the mud. They don't have enough gas.
Right.
At some point, maybe they'll just say, but Vlad's going to double down.
I do have another story here. What time is it? Oh, we got a little bit left here in the big show today.
Why don't they give that Alexandra Nugent guy like a sedative or something and tell him to calm the fuck down?
Oh, Dugan? The
yeah.
Well, he's insane. God. He's a fucking zealot.
Yeah. I'm a philosopher.
Yeah, this headline. Fox News blamed Biden for not banning Russian oil, and now they're criticizing Biden for banning Russian oil.
Of course, of course. Goddamn.
You know that's how it works. These people can't be.
I swear to God, at a lot of pumps, you can see fuck Biden is written on gas pumps down here. I've seen it a bunch. Just stupidity. It's dumb. God, meanwhile, this Nugent's guy's whispering all this crazy Nazi shit to Putin. He's probably sitting in the corner with a fidget spinner. Dugan, don't you picture him with Newman. A fidget spinner? This is how we can make the planet more Nazi-ish. Let me tell you. Spin. Fidget spinner. Is it true that him and Stephen Miller are friends on Telegram? Oh, yeah. You got a fidget spinner. Go to Amazon.com/crabdiving. Get you a fidget spinner, right?
There's my fidget spinner.
Oh, wow. I heard that.
Rubbing up against my spit screen.
Jeez.
Tucker Carlson, man, is really, I mean, really gone out of his way.
Yes, too.
Oh, my God. There's another headline. OAN host suggests that Ukraine may be involved in the hospital attack.
So they're doing Putin's bidding.
The false flag. Yeah.
Nice. You think they're lying that those people didn't die? That's enough, too, for the idiots. The idiots will say, look at this news story on YouTube. OAN. They say the Ukrainians are bombing their own people.
God, who live here. Well, 10 years ago, people like Alex Jones were talking about George Soros, and everybody was like, oh, man, you're crazy. Now he just openly spent $1 million on the California governor recall. Why? He spent $270 million over the last 5 years on like DA races and judge races and things.
Okay, the Koch brothers have been, Mercers, the Waltons.
Because he's an activist. He's spending money.
Don't forget, he's a JEW, Ryan.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Listen.
Now he just openly spent $1 million on the California governor recall. Why? He spent $270 million over the last 5 years on like DA races and judge races and things like that. Why?
Because he hates the West and he wants to destroy it, obviously. Yeah. And you don't have to be Alex Jones to say that out loud.
No, it's not even a conspiracy.
What? Alex Jones.
This is Tucker Carlson, by the way, talking to.
Oh, my God. Is he on his show?
Tucker said, because he hates the West and he wants to destroy it.
Is Tucker on his own show doing this?
Tucker Carlson today. This
Holy
is his.
Shit.
This is his web version.
Oh, okay. So you get a little weird on Fox Nation. One. I mean, that's.
guest is Don Holloway. I don't know who that is.
Some fuck.
Some white racist fuck.
Because he hates the West and he wants to destroy it, obviously. Yeah. And you don't have to be Alex Jones to say that.
Soros hates the West and wants to destroy it, obviously.
That is when someone has to say, citations, asshole. Show me evidence
of
this.
Well, look, he just put $1 million into the governor's recall to prevent the governor's recall.
If you wrote that in an article or something, you would need to cite that.
And if we said, hey, we found out the Mercers gave $1 million to recall the governor.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because that's American.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be Alex Jones to say that out loud.
No, it's not even a conspiracy theory.
It's what's so interesting, though, is Alex Jones, whatever you, and I know we're not allowed to talk about Alex Jones because that's illegal now, but
God,
I sort of watched in bewilderment when they went after Alex Jones, who, whatever you think of him, is like hilarious, very talented entertainer, you know, in addition to other things. But they treated him like he was a foreign threat.
Yeah.
Enemy! You are my enemy!
They treat him like he's a foreign threat.
They treat him like he's a crazy
You know,
person.
He's white. You know, the foreign threats are all the brown people. I don't know what you're talking about. No white man, no white conservative man can be a threat.
Isn't there a story that Alex Jones will lose his mind and fire off guns on his property? Isn't there a story about that or something? Am I?
Maybe. Yeah.
Am I not? Yeah.
Glenn Beck?
Maybe that's Glenn.
Banger, you know, in addition to other things. But they treated him like he was a foreign threat.
Yeah.
And they just crushed the guy.
Well,
and
a lot of the same. Why? A lot of that same stuff is happening to you right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know why? It's the same thing that happens when a defense attorney goes after witnesses on the bench. It's the same thing. Like, I have to attack your credibility because I can't face what you're saying.
I work for a big company, thank heaven, and for a family that's committed to the freedom of speech. So I'm, you know, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. And hard to crush. But if you're by yourself, like he is, or like you are, for example, running your own podcast, people are really vulnerable.
Well, people are really vulnerable.
Fuck, is he whining because woke culture is coming for these dumb little right-wing nut job podcasts? And Alex Jones was sued for defamation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he got his fans or his listeners to harass parents of Sandy Hook kids that were killed.
Yeah.
He was sued by them. That.
Well, just a day before the summit in Finland between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, the FBI arrested a woman called Maria Butina. She's a Russian citizen. She was a pro-gun activist. According to the government, she illegally worked to promote Russian interests in the United States. She's in jail. The government is trying to deny.
So this is 2018. They found this clip. He goes on to say, I'm not defending her. I have no idea if she's a good person or not. But.
Yes.
From what I could tell, she didn't steal anything. I couldn't even understand what her agenda was.
She's a spy.
From the news story, the Washington Post made it sound like she was trying to bring the U.S. and Russia closer together. And now she's in jail? Now she's in jail? What's her crime?
Spying!
he said she's been charged with representing a foreign country without registering. So just a quick off-the-top-of-your-head calculation, having lived in Washington for decades, how many people in this city are lobbying for foreign governments not registered under the act? A huge number.
Well, shouldn't they be? And she was busted for spying.
So he goes on to say, with this BS charge.
Oh, okay.
Against poor Maria Butina.
Oh my gosh, guys.
From 2018.
What? Okay, Maria Butina, she you know, worked her way through some dudes in the NRA, right? And some other Republicans.
Well, yeah, and that who was the guy that was in the meeting with Mike Pillow and Sidney Powell, the outsomething.com?
Overstock.
Overstock.com guy.
Did they date?
Yeah, he was one of the ones that she got, wasn't he?
She loved you.
She was the guy.
Hey, Overstock.com guy, she loves you. She loved you. Just didn't work out.
Butina pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
On a federal charge of conspiring to act as an unregistered Russian agent.
Right.
And now she's a big star over in Russia.
You have to wonder, like, why is... I mean, I get how Tucker's racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic, anti-trans.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Keep going.
Hates women.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
By her bail.
Oops.
But this love affair with Russia, I guess this is on brand for Republicans from here on out, right? I mean, am I missing something? I mean, it's strange.
You know who loves what Tucker's doing?
Yes.
The idea is heresy.
Oops.
Ooh, heresy.
It's really loud.
God, that guy.
These are the people who are about to spend another $15 billion of American tax money, not on Texas, not on fixing homelessness, not on, you know, helping the families whose children have died of fentanyl overdoses because of the open border that we have. But they're going to send it to defense contractors to defend a country's border on the other side of the world.
Jeez.
No, I'm not saying.
It's Europe. I mean, and we should be defending people all over the fucking place.
To all the things we've been through. First, it was transitory. Then, inflation is good. Then we went to corporate greed. Now we're at Putin.
Welcome. You're in the war room. It's Thursday, 10 March, the year of our Lord, 2022. I want to give a hat tip.
The year of our Lord, 2022. Oh, in with Steve Bannon, oh, Mr. Geez. Personality himself
this
in
is
the
a
war room.
Really popular podcast, sadly.
Sadly.
To Tucker Carlson in the fog of war. Tucker every night is a opportunity over at stupid TV because the rest of it is just the warmonger neocon. There's bad or worse than MSNBC.
So he's mad at Fox because they're wanting to go up against Putin.
Yeah.
Bannon thinks Putin should just take
Bannon
Ukraine.
Likes Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So he's praising Wee. Tucker's coverage and how Tucker is sucking Putin Bobo.
Oh, right, right. Is Bannon's show on camera? Is it just audio?
Yeah,
just, he's oh on my camera. God, he's on camera?
Tucker Carlson in the fog of war. Tucker every night is a opportunity over at stupid TV because the rest of it is just the warmonger neocon. Oh, there's God. Bad or worse than MSNBC because MSNBC and CNN, you know, you're just getting right up in your face, right up in your grill. And I want to ask, you know, the world, how quickly is the world, are rational people going to have a belly full of Zelensky?
What does that mean?
They're going to be sick of him. How quick are the people going to be sick of this guy who's a hero standing up for his country?
What do you want Zelensky to do? He's getting attacked by a bunch of Nazis and he's fighting back.
Oh, I know he's the hero. He's given the Churchill speech and everything like that. Sorry, you must close the sky. The world, you have done nothing. This is beyond goading us into this. This is absolutely guilt tripping you. It's your fault. I told you he was going to get to that point.
Oh, look at Zelensky blaming everybody else.
Well, Zelensky wants to no-fly zone.
Because he just won't roll over and give Putin what he wants.
Jesus.
It's not our fault.
He thinks Zelensky is guilting the world into helping him
fight
Russia. Well, maybe so. What would be wrong with that? And why wouldn't he? He's saying help us because he's in a bad spot. He's fighting a bad guy. When's the world? So do you think it's so weird? It's like, do some people think Zelensky is like grandstanding?
Yeah, and he's lying.
Doesn't have a choice. He's just doing his fucking job. You know what I mean?
But what about the corruption there, Ryan? You know, it's just nothing but corrupt. It's very corrupt there.
You know, it's like you stand up to Russia.
That's why they won't investigate Biden and Hunter.
I've been waiting to use this joke in stand-up. I want to go up and say, give it up for Joe Biden for giving Ukraine all that aid without demanding an investigation into his own son.
Mm-hmm.
And then
somebody tape the crowd for us.
See, but he did make him smell his hair. Or he smelled Zelensky's hair, something like that. That'll make him happy to say that.
Oh, this is not real, is it? The new bill in Missouri makes it illegal to get an abortion, even if the patient has an ectopic pregnancy, which cannot be brought to term and will kill a woman. And I remember some idiot saying, "There's you can transplant that shit. You can't,
What the fuck, not how it works. Man? What if it was your body? And you're right. You always forget. Stephen Miller said the pain is the point.
And ectopic pregnancies are the number one cause of death for first trimester patients.
It's clearly...
And they want to make it illegal.
Our country is being held hostage by a bunch of radicalized fucking wackos.
Man.
That's crazy. Jesus. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, vote blue, everybody.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Aren't you afraid?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one over there on that other side that necessarily reads that we know of. That gives a shit about any people, even. Like,
well, depending on what they read.
What Republican like cares about people?
Yeah.
Not Nazis. That doesn't count.
Or Alexander Dugin. Apparently his book is probably getting passed around now.
God, does he have a book?
Yeah, four or five of them. We talked about the one wants a... Oh. That wants a Russian state from Dublin
right.
to...
It's the in the schools, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Trump that's is great. So, that's Trump is so jealous of that. He's like, I wish we could do that. We'll have Mind Pillow write textbooks for everybody.
This is, I know I'm hitting the Daily Beast hard today, but this, you know, they've got some good stuff today.
It happens.
The Daily Beast.
Yes.
It says, the $2 million question. What did the DC trucker convoy donations buy?
Yeah.
It says the trucker convoy has largely been making it up as they go, but truckers are starting to grumble that they don't know what the end game is.
Yes.
Or where all the donations have been going.
Well, they've been going to fight.
What a shocker.
Excuse me. They're supposed to go to fight for freedom, correct?
Okay.
Okay, well, there you go. They're going to freedom.
2 weeks after departing Victorville, California.
God damn.
Scenic and lovely Victorville. Ooh. With the humble goal of completing a few laps around the D.C. Beltway, the only real commerce that the right-wing People's Convoy trucker protest seems to have interrupted is the businesses of its own participants.
Oh, yeah. You weren't hauling anything. That's crazy.
But despite initial confusion and a handful of bloopers, the protest is still going. Not as strong, but at least steady.
They mean it's still going, that they're just driving their trucks around on the roads.
Yeah.
How do I know? I have a question then. Let's say I want to be on the lookout for this convo. When I see them, I want to honk in support. Okay? How do I know the difference between the convo and just a bunch of other trucks?
Well, they have Trump flags and freedom flags all over them.
It just seems so... It's lame.
We love Putin flags, probably.
Yeah, you guys are confused. But this is...
you heard Tucker before, right?
Yeah.
Putin didn't make us put masks on our kids. Putin isn't forcing us to take vaccinations that might kill us.
Damn, at what point does somebody say, hey, Tucker, is Vlad, like, calling you?
Putin's not telling us we have to treat gay people like humans.
Seriously, do you think he talks to Vlad?
I would not... No, not Vlad, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's... If there's some communication
between... Is there compromise on Tucker? And that's why he's so pro-Russia?
I don't know. He's always kind of been...
You're thinking...
Unless they've had it for years.
He doesn't need compromise to be a Nazi.
I think he likes it.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Enjoy. Thousands of truckers and anti-mandate cheerleaders.
that's funny writing. I'm an anti-mandate cheerleader.
Appear to have locked their jaws on a mission, some mission, any mission, whatever that may be.
And the mission is, again, because you don't want to get vaccinated.
Well, it says, first, the convoy purported to be about opposing national vaccine mandates, but then people kept pointing out the Supreme Court already struck down the vaccine mandate.
So what the fuck are you doing out there?
Then it seemed to be about drawing attention to the general anti-COVID restrictions.
Right.
General anti-Biden, let's go Brandon road trip kind of stuff.
Sure, okay.
Culminating in a traffic jam on the Beltway.
Yes.
But there appears to be no end. Like, they don't know...
What are you doing?
What's the end goal here?
You guys need to have a Zoom meeting. Well, you can all get together and figure out what your goal is of your little group. you know, what you're working on.
The longer they hang around, the more questions arise about the money, the mission, and the people behind it all.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I bet it's going somewhere nefarious.
A former assistant U.S. attorney said to the Daily Beast, the convoy and its sponsor might have some splaining to do about where over $2 million in funds that have been raised has gone.
Well, maybe they can answer that question by explaining, I don't understand what the money would go to do.
Because they're parked in fields sleeping in their trucks and shit. Yeah. It ain't like they're getting housing for these people.
So are they just lobbying politicians with that money, or are they just
they're buying shit? They're spending. Of course, somebody's skimming. That's what they do, Steve fucking Bannon.
I'm getting some laser discs. Yeah.
It says it's frustrated some of the people in the group's Telegram chat rooms who claim to have donated while anticipating a more dramatic protest.
Fuck your face. You donated for the truck convo. I mean,
they're upset. It says they're upset because they fundraised and stockpiled as if they were going to camp out in the streets of DC itself. But instead, they're kicking dirt at a racetrack in a city 90 miles away from D.C.
Well, they're trying. That
people don't even have heard of.
But wait, they get gas money? Does the money go to pay for their fucking gas?
No. Jeez. That's why they're saying, where did this money go?
Yeah, it's expensive. Wow. Congratulations, America. That trucker convo is so lame.
Oh, we got to get going. But guess who? Showed up to get in on the grift.
Yes.
The organizer, Mike Landis, accused right-wing conspiracy theorist Jacob Wall.
This guy.
Of being a paid actor attempting to sucker the convoy. After Wall urged them to act more boldly in D.C., and he was offering any trucker that will do it $200.
$200. I'll give you $200 if you do something illegal.
And I'm sure they would see every dime of that from Jacob Wall.
God, Jacob Wall can't take a weekend off from being a douche.
We gotta get out of here. Thanks for joining everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Thanks. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Good evening, everyone. We'll hit you up again tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.